are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
To be thankful, it first of all has to do with a person who is, number one, grateful. When you talk about a person who is thankful for what God has done, you're first of all speaking of someone who is grateful. And I want to say this morning that it is a wonderful thing when we can get to a place in our life that no matter what we are currently facing or going through, we can still be grateful for what God has done. And I'm wondering how many folk in here this morning can say about yourself that you are grateful for what God has done. It also has to do with a person who is appreciative of what God has done. And whenever God has truly done for you what you could not do for yourself, you need to be appreciative. And finally, when you are thankful to God for what he has done, it says about you that you're going to give God the glory. Because notice that the man in our main text, when he saw that he was healed, he had to stop or pause and give God thanks for what he had done. And when Jesus looked back on what the man did, Jesus said that the man, the scripture says that the man gave God the glory. You need to recognize whenever you are truly thankful, you are going to give God the glory. You can be going through something, but when you yet think about what God has already done in your life, it causes you to give him the glory. You give him the glory not based upon what he's going to work out that you're dealing with at the present, and you don't look to the future saying, when God does such and such, I'm going to praise him. You give God the glory for what he has already done. That means every day that God permit or allows us to see, we have something that we can give him the glory about. And I love folk who are determined, no matter who they're sitting beside or no matter where they may be, that they're going to give God the glory. I love folk who don't try to take the credit for how God has blessed them. I love folk that can be blessed, but they don't get sadity. I love it when you can see a person that you know is sure enough blessed, but he or she does not act like they have the big head or that they did it themselves. I love to see folk in God's church that will let folk know, I ain't always been where I'm at this morning. That's the reason I praise the way that I do. I know my clapping may get on your nerves sometime. I know my dancing may disrupt you sometime, but I've got to give him praise for what he has already done. I ain't got to wait for God to do nothing tomorrow. I don't have to wait and see what he gonna do next week. I got enough this morning to stop, take a pause, and give him glory for what he's already done. Oh, if you only knew where God had brought me from, you would help me give him glory. If you knew how he had changed my life, did a 360 in my life, you would help me give him the glory. Oh, I hear somebody saying, if you could see the medical report that the doctor had gave me and God changed it, you help me give him the praise. Oh, yeah, we gonna need some praises in the house. Somebody that know you can give him glory right now for what he already done.
Come on, take a 30-second break. Give him glory for what he's already done. Give him praise for what he's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him praise for what he's already done. Don't be ashamed. Think about what he's already done. Think about what he already brought you from. Think about what he already gave you. Think about what he already turned around. Think about the promotion you already got. Think about the job he gave you. Think about the money that is in the bank. Oh, give him praise. Woo! Wait! And before you're seated, high five somebody and tell him, I got to give him praise for what he's already done. I can't come into church acting like he ain't done nothing. I can't come into church and fold my arms. I can't come into church acting cute. I got to think about what he has already done. Be seated. And as you're being seated, say, thank you, Lord, for what you already done. Yeah, if you don't know it already, this is a praise Sunday right here. This is a Sunday to stop and thank him for what he already done. Yeah, you know he gonna still do some stuff, but this Sunday is about what he already stuff that he already turned. Be seated. One of the biggest mistakes that you see folk make in the church is thinking that they gotta wait till something happens to give God the praise. No, 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 no. It's good to have a mind that says, when God does something, I'm going to give him the praise. It's good to have that mindset, but don't let a mind like that stop you from being grateful for what he's already done. Ooh, because he has been good, listen, to every one of us. See, somebody didn't even smile. I said, God has been good to every. The reason some folk won't agree is because they too busy comparing themselves to other people and what other folk have and what they don't have, that they neglect to look at what they do have, and that God has been good to you even if you don't have what somebody else has. I learned to stop focusing on what others have and learn how to be thankful for what it is that I have. Yeah, and I'll shout about what you got, but what you have ain't gonna stop me from praising for what I got. Yes, I will. I'll thank God for blessing you, but at the same time, I gotta also look at what he's doing for me. Because some of us make unwise comparisons to other people, failing to be grateful for the things that we have. And so I'm charged to deal with that on this morning, that we have to recognize what God has already done. Notice Psalm 92. Notice Psalm 92. Because no doubt there's somebody here this morning that has been through an entire praise service. Let me back up. An entire anointed praise service, but you were not giving God the praise because of what you're going through. Failing to realize that you already have enough, sister, to enter into his gate. Oh, I wish that. With thanksgiving, into his court with praise. You already have enough to bless his name. Oh, God. Somebody feeling it this morning. Psalm 92 and verse number 1. Listen what the psalmist said. He said, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Good represents meaning it is right to give thanks to the Lord. And I want to say to the church this morning, when God has did for you what you could not do on your own, it's just right to give him the praise. When he heals you, even though the doctor gave up, it's just right for you to turn around and give him the praise. When he causes you to be able to hold on to something that you should have lost, it's just right to give him the praise. When he saw your enemies coming at you and he ambushed your enemy, caused your enemy to fall and not be able to do to you what your enemy wanted to do, it's just right to give him the praise. Oh, Lord, have mercy. When he spared your life, when you didn't know your life was in danger, but yet when you look back, it's just right to give God. God, do y'all, are y'all here? It's just right to give God the praise. It is the right thing to do. Notice again, Psalm 92 and 1. It is good, all right, to give thanks to the Lord. It's just right to be grateful. But at the same time that I'm saying it's right to give thanks, or it's right to be grateful, or it's right to be appreciative, I am at the same time saying that it is wrong to be ungrateful. It is wrong to have God or someone else do good by you, yet you're not appreciative of what was done. See, we don't just have to limit it to God, even though God is the primary one I want us to focus upon. But do you know you have people that you can go out of your way and do something good for them? Oh, watch this. And they will not so much as say thank you. What happened to telling people thank you when they do something nice or good? See, don't ever get to a place to where somebody does something good for you and you don't show your appreciation. That you don't turn around and say, I thank you for what you did. I appreciate you helping me. Don't ever take for granted that somebody just had to help you. No, well, you should have picked me up. You saw me walking. Yeah, I could have ignored you. But I stopped and was late for my appointment because I saw you walking and I gave you a ride. The least you could do getting in the car as well as getting out of the car is to say to me, thank you for giving me a ride. And by the way, I have not given anybody a ride lately. But I'm using it. Where you have people that you'll go out of your way to be good to. And some of them must be at church this morning because I'm not getting even the smallest of a smile that will not even say thank you. Thank you for helping. There are parents right now raising children who are basically ungrateful. Ungrateful. Act like money that you spent on them is growing on a money tree in the backyard. Yeah, they do. I used to tell my children, when y'all grow up and get out of here, you gonna appreciate us. Listen, not for the big things that we done. You're going to learn to appreciate having tissue. You're going to learn to appreciate having ketchup and mustard. You're going to learn to appreciate a gallon of milk. Whoa. sad, but sometimes people have to go through things that they shouldn't have to go through because God has to teach them how to be grateful. See, anytime you fail to be grateful, God can always allow something to be taken from you that you might learn you should have appreciated that. But since you overlooked it, I'm going to let you live without it. Ooh, and some of us right now, let's just be honest. Some of us right now appreciate certain things because of what we've been through. We can appreciate small things. We'll be up in the church praising God for a meal that we ate, recognizing there were times we had nothing to eat at all. Some of us can appreciate having a home. It just ain't no word. We truly appreciate having a roof over our head because your testimony here, you were sleeping in your car. You were sleeping in. Come on, how many right now have something in your life that you appreciate or you value because of what you've been through? Because of what you've been through. Be seated. That's when you can start a testimony service and have it to the point to where you let the people fill out the testimony forms and you let them know in advance when they're going to testify. And yet you can do this thing for months. And yet some have never testified. Some act as if, well, I got a sheet. I took the sheet home and I'm just waiting, Pastor, for God to do that big thing for me. And when he do that big thing, Pastor, I'm going to fill out that sheet because I got two or three of them at the house. And see, the reason I know some of you got them at the house is because we putting out more than what's coming back. How can we put out 50 sheets and then have only two left out there? That means 48 are gone, but we only got four testimonies. That means you got some people that are waiting for their ship to come in. They waiting, oh Lord, when God is waiting on you to get up here and testify about something that seems small to somebody else, but to you, you appreciate God doing that. Yeah, I do. I appreciate him doing it. Sometimes you ain't got to testify about a new car. You can testify about the old one getting fixed. Thank God that he gave me every dime that I needed. That's what I'm up here to tell y'all. I got the car fixed. Thank God for helping me get the car fixed. God bless y'all. And then you have folk, when they hear certain testimony, well, I was going to turn mine in today, but I ain't coming up after that. I can't beat that. I didn't know we were competing. I thought we were just getting up here giving God the glory. I thought we were going to praise him for everything that somebody said he has done, because I'm glad to be in a blessed church. I'm glad to be in a church where the pastor ain't the only one getting blessed. Are you glad about that? Give him a praise for being in a blessed church. Because some of you take that for granted. You're sitting in a place that's debt free. Is he dealing with anybody? It's right to be thankful. Notice Psalm 140. Notice Psalm 140. Lord have mercy. Check out Psalm 140. Check out Psalm 140 and 13. Notice what Psalm 140 and 13 say. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. surely the righteous will give thanks to your name. Surely if you do something for a righteous person, they'll thank you, God. See, it's causing me to wonder if some of us are still righteous. And I'm saying it because I didn't see you clapping earlier. So I'm wondering if you're still righteous. When I said give God the praise earlier, I saw that you were a little reserved. And so I'm wondering, are you still righteous? Because the psalmist said, surely the righteous will give thanks. See, a righteous person will not go to work Monday morning with the Monday morning blues. No, because surely a righteous person will show up Monday morning thankful for the job that they have. Yeah, they will. Yes, a righteous person will. They don't get up with Monday morning blue. Not the righteous. Cause the righteous realizes that on Monday morning, he or she has something to be thankful for. The righteous don't have to wait to hump day. No, they don't have to wait till the middle of the week to give God praise or to be happy. No, surely the righteous will give praise on a Tuesday. Yeah, because they recognize the same God that blesses on Friday also blesses on Tuesday. That's the reason when the psalmist thought about it, he said, surely or truly, the righteous will. A righteous person is simply someone who strives to please God. For the righteous and the just are synonymous. And the scripture says that the just shall live by faith. The Hebrew writer said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if I'm just, if I'm righteous, I'm going to live by faith. And if I live by faith, I'm going to please God. So if I am righteous, I'm going to give thanks. And if I'm giving thanks, I'm doing that which pleases my God, which says to me that God loves to hear his people. He loved to do for his people again what he know they couldn't have done for themselves. And then the Almighty God listens for his people to give him thanks. Not just listen, but God watches for his people to give him thanks. Can I be honest? God will bless you at Walmart. And then he don't expect you to say, when I get to church, I'm going to praise you, God, for what you just did down here at Walmart. Do you not know he expects you to be thankful right there in Walmart? Oh, that, it don't mean you got to tear up no aisle. It don't mean you got to push over nothing or make a mess in the aisle. No, it may just simply be you acknowledging God with the waving of a hand saying, God, thank you for this deal. Thought I was going to have to spend $200, but I see it's only $39.95. And God, I thank you for this. Yeah, you do, because sometimes when you're thankful like that, you will prick the heart of somebody who hears you being thankful, who know they're not thankful the way that they need to be. And the reason God is not blessing some of us the way that he want to is because in time past, you didn't thank him for what he did. God will not continue to bless folk who are not thankful for what he's already done. No, he won't. I said God will not continue to do that. How many know that's right? He ain't going to continue to do that. And so, when I think about what God has already done, I want to make sure that I let him know that, Lord, thank you.
was able this week to fill the car up with gas until the pump refuses to pump anymore. Can't remember, Lord, the last time I said, fill it up. I got to stop right here at BP and thank you that I'm filling up with this premium gas while others are talking about how high gas is and how it's going back up. But God, that's not what I'm focusing on. What I'm thankful for is that I was able. Why is he using stuff like that? Because again, some of us are not thankful for being able to do things that seem small or minute. But a person who's truly grateful is not, again, just grateful for big things. But whatever he or she recognizes comes from God, they must show him their appreciation. If it ain't no way God can empower me to work, and I know he gives me the strength to do the job, gives me not only physical strength to do what I do, but when it comes to many of us, God gives you the mental strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, the intelligence to do what it is that you do. And when you look at a lot of people in this church, it ain't like your job requires for you to do one thing. Some of us are multi-gifted. We have to multitask on our job. We have to be able to think quick on our feet. You know, there are certain jobs you ain't got an hour to think about it. You got to be able to do it. Come on, somebody. If you're working on the assembly line, you ain't got an hour. Them boxes are flowing. You got to be able to stamp the right stamp on the box and then take the box to the proper place, set it down, go back before the line begins to bag up. And then you just sometimes have to say, Lord, I thank you that you give me the wisdom to do my job. I thank you, God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Am I over y'all head? I know some of y'all waiting on me to... Pastor, I'm going to thank you for miracles. Let me tell you something. Some of us, the job that we have, that's a miracle, honey. Where God has brought you from, you are a miracle. Everything taking place in your life is a miracle. Why? For what God already done. Look at Psalm 5. Look at Psalm 5. I'm finna be in the clothes. Look at Psalm 5. Some of y'all gonna miss it. I'm about to close and you still sitting there. Well, Pastor, y'all trying to think about it. No, you ain't gotta go that far. You know God been good to you. Psalm 5 and 12. Notice why you want to be righteous. You remember what the scripture said? Surely the righteous will give thanks, right? Notice what happens to the righteous when the righteous give thanks. Because this will cause you to want to give God what's due unto him. Ooh, I'm finna give you a secret of why I'm so blessed. Psalm 5 and 12 said, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. Tell your neighbor, surely the righteous will give thanks and the Lord will see it and bless the righteous. Do you get that? The more God blesses you, the more thankful you are, the more he turns around and loads you down with more blessings. That's the reason folk have a whole lot and people have little. Sometimes it's based upon the person who has a lot being thankful for everything God does. And it causes God to turn around and keep pouring it out on him. That's when some of us ain't worried about no economy. What happened? We gonna stay thankful. And we know if we stay thankful that God bless the righteous.
You heard the testimony. Folk got laid off, got fired, but they were thankful for God's mercy. He turned around and gave them a better job. Am I right about that? God blesses who? Surely the righteous gonna be what? Thankful. If you are not thankful, if you're not grateful, if you're not appreciative, God is not going to bless you. For the scripture said, if we are faithful over a few, that which is little, he will bless us with more. A good word is more. Because God's people have been overlooking what he has already done. And God said, you have got to tell my people that I am not pleased with them overlooking what I've already done and failing to give me thanks. That's the reason God in his sovereignty, look at Luke 17, allows Luke 17 to be canonized or to be put into scripture. Please understand, child of God, that everything Jesus did was not recorded and put in the book. I mean, no, that's right. Every miracle he did is not listed in the book. But he again, in his sovereignty, wanted this story. Because he uses it to teach about grateful and ungrateful people. Saying that there were 10 who met with the disease known as leprosy. Incurable, horrible, flesh eating, even was to the point to where those who had it could no longer do normal things, were considered outcasts. To the point to where if you had leprosy, you couldn't even worship. You had to live in a place that was basically isolated for those who were sick. Couldn't be helped the way he was. Could not go around family because, again, you were an outcast. Looked at in society as those to whom we need to stay away from. Does not matter how rich you was, does not matter your family, if you had leprosy, you were considered 10 men saw Jesus and said to him, Master, have mercy on us, Jesus. Lord, will you do what the physicians did? Lord, will you be merciful? And he says to them, go show yourselves to the priest. Or saying to them, so be. And the scripture says, as they went, they were cleansed. Not as he went, he was cleansed. As they went, they all. Were
separate from those who were ungrateful and said, I must go back and thank him for what he's done. So he turns around, goes back to Jesus with a loud voice and began to give him glory, began to honor him, began to show that he appreciated Jesus healing him. But then Jesus takes the focus off of the thankful and wants it to be recorded that he, being Lord, took notice of the unthankful. Because he says to him, where there are not 10 who were cleansed. And he asks a powerful question, not to get an answer, but to teach. He didn't ask them, where are the 9? He didn't ask him, where are the 9 for that man to say to him? The 9 kept going, Lord. The 9 wasn't appreciative, Lord. Lord, the 9 didn't want to come back. The 9, Lord, ignored you. No, he asked him, where are the 9? To show us that he does take notice of the ungrateful ones. He does see you when you come to church, but you don't praise. He wants you to know this morning, I do see you. Yes, he does. He wants you to know this morning that when you wake up, the first thing you do is not to give him glory, not to be thankful. He wants you to know that. Tell your neighbor, you have a choice this morning to be thankful or unthankful. Tell your neighbor, you can't appreciate what he has done, or you can be ungrateful. But tell your neighbor, remember this, he blesses the righteous, and surely the righteous will give thanks. Watch it manifest in the text, and I'm done. That's the reason Jesus, noticing him as being righteous and giving him thanks, says to the man, I'm not finished with you, because I reward or I bless the righteous. You've shown yourself righteous. And he says to him, notice this. Oh, I love it. I love it. Because this man gets something that the 9 didn't get. Woo, tell your neighbor, that's how it is when you're thankful. You gonna get what the unthankful wish they had. See, just by me being thankful, even as I preach and proclamate this word, God gonna bless me before the day over, cause he recognized, God, if it's one thing I'm gonna be, that is thankful. And he says, notice in verse 19, and he, or Jesus, said to him, arise, get up from showing me appreciation. Go your way. Your faith has made you well. They got cleansed, but because you decided to thank me for the cleansing, you are made well. Let me break it down and I'm done. Which means
not only are you cleansed of leprosy, but this word means to be made whole. Good God Almighty. Tell your neighbor, that means just for him being thankful, whatever leprosy had took from him was going to be given back to him. See, when you are thankful, God will restore what the canker. Oh God, I thought somebody was grateful up in here for a rhema word. When you show God you are thankful, he'll reach back and add to your life something good. So whatever the leprosy took or stole, I'm telling you, go, because it has been released into your life. You're not just, hold on, you're not just cleanse, but watch it, you're whole. Now the ones who got cleansed, see, can y'all handle this, could get leprosy again, but the one that got made whole, leprosy cannot come back if Jesus rebuked it and said, be made whole. Who can come and call what is whole to be broken again? Somebody, because you are thankful, you are going to walk in a season of continual blessings. Listen, and you don't have to worry about blessings being cut off, because God says about you this morning, I recognize that whatever I do for you, you are going to be thankful. And tell your neighbor, be thankful for what God, bring that emphasis,